The president has spoken, though. You're the executive of the radio station.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't even feel pompous by saying that. I earned it. I went out there and earned it.
Yeah.
I beat Drew squarely. And
on his show.
On his show, much like I'm going to beat him in the fundraising for Kumquat Wednesday.
Yes.
I called into their show yesterday as a representative
of
Pineapple
charity.
Tuesday. Yep.
That's what it's all about. Charity. Winning.
between Stingray Chevrolet, between Bob Murray, Chuck Fest, Pete at Zen Motors.
A Stepping Stone AC.
The social faucet people, which Carmen doesn't know how to spell. The DeBartolo Foundation. We are somewhere around $16,000.
Beautiful.
Really didn't even lift a finger to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, Rob has pushed forward our bachelor auction.
Okay.
And we found out yesterday, ladies, you're going to be very disappointed, that Spanish has a fantastic birthday trip planned that day. Like, if you ask me, I'm going to, or in fact, you tell me.
Yeah, okay.
It's my birthday. You know about me. We've been friends for 10 years.
Yes.
We see each other almost every day. Where would you do for me for my birthday along those lines?
First, we're going to have a great breakfast.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Shooter's World.
Brunch.
Shooter's World,
right?
And do some shooting.
Oh, fun.
And then that night, we're going to go to a concert and then the Hard Rock afterwards and then
Penthouse What concert Club. Are we going to see? What would I like?
We are going to go see Pearl Jam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, going to go see Pearl
Jam.
Let me
dig you on a chip, okay?
Yes.
We're going to get up in the morning.
Okay.
We're going to jog around the neighborhood a couple miles.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Yeah, I don't normally jog, but I'm going to get a bonding jog. Time.
Sure.
Then we're gonna go eat a nice healthy breakfast.
Okay,
meat in it.
No, some fruit. And
right,
stuff.
Right. Yeah. And then we're not gonna go shoot because you don't like that. Maybe we're gonna golf a little.
Okay,
golf. something outdoorsy.
Yeah, maybe go to a dog park.
Yeah, and then you're not gonna believe this.
What?
But Jimmy Plant and Robert.
Jimmy Plant.
Yeah, you don't know him.
No,
they were. He was driving Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. They're doing a special acoustic set at Ruth Eckert Hall.
Beautiful.
And I've got us some tickets for that. Happy birthday, Galvin.
Awesome. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is something that I enjoy.
Yeah. You want to know what we got planned for your birthday?
Oh, sure. I would love to be a part of this.
I'm going to pick you up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go to the beach. We're going to eat breakfast and lunch on the beach.
That's my
we're going to hang out all day.
Things I like.
Then we're going to hop in the Jeep and we're going to go through a little Jeep tour, the outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to probably stop in a Mangalore hole, but that's on you. That's something you like.
Wait in the car.
Yeah. And then you're going to be so surprised, we're taking you to Fort Lauderdale, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Yeah.
Hey, Carmen.
Oh, here we go.
Guess what?
God, what?
Man, we've been planning this for your birthday.
Gang bang.
Yep.
Yeah.
The entire Detroit Pistons are going to come in.
You're the cake.
Oh,
we're frosting
God.
It.
We're going to pick you up. We're going to take you... To a nice fancy brunch restaurant.
Okay.
Where, and then we're gonna hang like someplace you can eat outside by the beach.
Maybe a tequila tasting.
Yeah.
After that, for lunch, we're going to a restaurant called Cheese.
Cheese and potatoes.
Yeah. And then you're not gonna believe this, but there's a double-headed bill, and where it's Drake and Justin Bieber.
Oh my God.
And we're gonna take you there. So that's, you know, if you're taking somebody on a trip for a birthday,
yes,
that is something you would plan.
Wait, this isn't happening?
No.
Oh.
We certainly don't even like you that much.
Rude.
Now, Spanish, tell everybody about your awesome birthday weekend that your girlfriend is
perfectly
planned for
tailored
perfectly
for you.
I'm very excited.
Did you know that? Oh, I'll tell you afterwards. Go ahead.
I'm very excited for my birthday trip to Baltimore.
Whoa.
Isn't that where they filmed The Wire?
Isn't that where they had riots?
Freddie Gray,
yeah.
They just have a bunch of stuff going on right now, actually, with the Freddie Gray.
Are you going to wear your Make America Great Again shirt?
No, I won't be, but then we're going to see Beyonce.
That's a show you want to go see in an area where a black man was killed by the police and you're white and there's riots about it constantly, and then she goes to the black formation
because you are such a huge Beyonce, like Pearl Jam and Led Zeppelin and Bruce Springsteen and Drake
excited.
And
everybody knows that's your favorite.
By the way, did your girlfriend have a new tattoo?
Oh yeah.
What was it?
It's a bumblebee.
For what?
For Beyonce.
Oh no.
Do you have one? Because you're such a big fan.
You have magic bee tattoos. Hers is adorable. I've seen hers.
Hers is cute.
Hers is adorable.
No, I do not. I will not be getting one.
Oh man.
What's your favorite Beyonce song?
Yeah.
Put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it. That's not even a song. Yep. Maybe single ladies. I don't even like Beyonce, and I know that it's goddamn single ladies.
Are you kidding me? Put a ring on it.
Unbelievable.
That's their number one hit.
Put a ring on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, yeah. You're funny, dude.
So Lemonade. Yeah. Man. Don't hurt yourself. That's a good song.
Like if you were gonna torture me. That would be an idea.
Yeah.
We're going to send you to Baltimore, and you have to go sit through a Beyonce concert. What did I do? Was I doing production during the show?
Great.
I don't understand.
Great.
Why would you punish me?
Seafood, I'm very excited. It's going to be a great trip. Kelly, I know you're in the car right now listening. I'm very excited. Thank you.
And then on the way home, we're going to put you in the trunk of the car and have snakes bite you.
Why? Now, would you not say this would be an awesome trip for Kelly's birthday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She planned the whole thing for my birthday.
Yeah, of course she did.
Yeah. That'd be like me telling Amanda, you're going to love what I got you for your birthday. We're going to see Pearl Jam in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Or New Kids on the Block. Yeah.
No, that's something different.
She likes. Do you not understand what's going on here?
I do.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you get it.
I don't.
Did you say why when she surprised you with this?
No, I was very excited.
This is the equivalent of buying your wife a scale or a treadmill or a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When she took you to Colorado for Weed Fest.
That was good.
That I totally understand. You're two potheads. Yeah.
Yeah. In love.
This doesn't make any sense, though.
Yeah, because this is a whole weekend of doing, you're not going to be able to do your favorite thing, which is drugs. Because you're going to go to Baltimore. Where are you going to get weed? You can't fly with weed.
You should have seen Rob trying to find weed in New York.
Well, I just got drunk and started screaming, "Who's got pot?" on the middle of the streets of LA.
Oh, man.
I was going nuts.
I plan on just eating and spending a lot of time in the hotel room. Hotel room sex. You know, staying off the streets, the mean streets of Baltimore.
Like, what did she say? If you took me to see Beyonce, boy, am I going to give up the butt.
No, she was just, she was excited. It made me excited. And I was like, let's go to Beyonce in Baltimore.
You just even said, I'm going to stay in my hotel room the whole way to stay away from the mean streets of Baltimore. Then why leave? Go to Newport Richey and sit in a hotel room there.
My wife loved that Beyonce show.
Yeah.
It's all she listens to is that album over and over again. Every time we're in the car, she's playing that Lemonade album. And I look at her and I go, is this like trying to be prophetic? Are you trying to tell me something? Do you feel like it? And she's like, no. I'm like, I feel like every one of these songs is about me.
Yeah.
the thing is, though, is that if she told me Beyonce was playing in like Sarasota, I don't think I'd drive there to go see
it.
I wouldn't put any effort into it.
I'm excited to see Beyonce. It's going to be a good show.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.